The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in a very unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today, Professor Chuck Hokett, to my left, from Information Technology Services. How goes it?
I'm doing well, and so are the Tigers.
Absolutely. So let's absolutely.
Go Tigers!
I believe the magic number would be four, right?
Four or five.
Is that right? Okay.
Well,
We'll take it. Yeah. I'm really hoping by the time Monday comes, I'm not crying.
That it's over.
I want it to be over. Sunday would be a great day to clinch.
Yes.
That would be fantastic.
Thank you.
Gosh, one of my students the other day, we were taking a two-question multiple choice quiz. I said, here's hoping you get both of them right. And someone whistles from the back, well, if I get only one, I'll call it an Infante. We'll talk about that
later. Oh, no.
Yeah. Ooh. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Professor Dave Chow of the, I'd say, burnt umber shirt.
Clean.
How are you doing today?
Pleasure to be here. I'm good. I'm doing okay.
Excellent. I see you sketching again.
I'm being civil right about now. I'm just gathering information on Diane right now. That's all.
Okay.
Who knows what calendar will result?
Jeff Daniels' character in Pleasantville.
What's that? What, I'm in black and white?
He has so much fun with all the colors once he's introduced.
Yeah, I only have one Sharpie here today.
The painter.
Yes. Wasn't he the...
He's the
malt shop owner.
He's an artist on the inside.
Yeah, I guess so.
Nascent artist.
What are you an artist about, Professor Jason Roach?
Con.
I don't know.
He's
I was thinking
artist.
If I'm on the panel, does that mean I'm like a little grain of fake wood on 70s paneling?
Well, no, look at how well the
Naugahyde.
Jason shirt is a lovely Merlot, which goes very nicely with the burnt umber.
Merlot.
Yes, that's right.
I'm not wearing Merlot. That was a sideways reference, if you don't.
Nice. Professor Dan Maggio sits across from us in a wonderful light blue t-shirt.
And we're thankful.
And pants.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
To his left is Professor Beth Oljar.
Well, can I just say that? My friend told me that there was a guy picked up in Royal Oak. All he was wearing was a shirt.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Just a shirt.
How long was the shirt?
It was to his waist, I believe.
Lovely.
I didn't see the story, but apparently
he was not auditioning for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
He probably didn't show the camera work.
Apparently, a new type of person is moving into my neighborhood. So,
And I believe I speak for all of us when I say good luck with all of that.
Yes.
Welcome to Hugh Jackman.
Please continue to come here.
Bradley Cooper, it would be fine.
Yeah, Professor Beth Oljar does have a soft spot for Hugh Jackman. Yes. So that
I thought you were going to say a soft spot for a man, just sure.
If it's Hugh Jackman.
Probably.
Or Bradley Cooper.
Right. You're not choosy.
I'm not going to attempt to talk about the color you're wearing. It's kind of fuchsia-ish, kind of mauve-ish, kind of...
Burgundy-ish.
Yeah, burgundy-ish. Mm. Lots of ishes. Far more easy to set one's watch by, Professor Jim Tubbs, in the vertical stripes.
I am ish.
Really? Found out someone...
And we'll take his word for it that he's wearing pants, too. I don't want to know.
He is. So is Dan. Yep. Just verifying.
Very good. Very good.
If you've got to check yourself.
And I believe we've already heard the lilting laughter of Professor Diane Manica
wearing
to my right.
Wearing safe color black.
Safe color.
She's the woman in
the
black.
The woman in black. But she sparkles nevertheless.
I'll tell you what, folks. This is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything, the color wheel, if you will. You stop the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166. Or send the questions to USPS, to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When we last left our heroes, we were taking on some questions from Ken Cotter of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ladies and gentlemen, we only had one left. These are famous TV quotes. 1 point for naming the show, 1 point for naming the character speaking. Number 10 is, 5 hours they let me out for these funerals. I got to spend it being maudlin. A very, very popular drama of the 2000s. No question about it.
Sopranos?
Oh, yes. And who said it? Who said it?
Was it? I didn't watch The Sopranos.
See, did I?
Was it Tony?
I hate to say that.
No, it was Uncle Junior's who said it. I'm not...
Uncle Junior,
yep, I did not watch the show either, but...
Oh, I saw that episode, come to think of it.
There you go.
He was pretty much pretty much wheelchair bound by that time.
Well, there you go. There you go. He's let out for the funeral.
So really, the only way to watch TV series now is on DVD. I'm currently working through The West Wing, so
that's a big
which
deal.
Is good.
Awesome.
That's
a
big
deal. Yeah.
Very good series.
It was a really good
very
show.
Quick.
Have you guys seen the campaign ad where they redid the fake episode of
yes,
The West Wing?
I did, yes.
For the for some Supreme judge. Court judge.
Yeah. The yeah. Woman, in Michigan. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So we have an interesting set of bullet points here put together by Dave Budnick as well as a couple of other contributors. And we don't have a location for that person, but forgive the sort of triteness of saying, you know, you're from Michigan when. But let's see if you can fill in a few of these things that only good Michiganders would know for
I've
sure.
I've only been here 3 years. Let's see how I do.
Yeah, this will be a good meter stick for you, Jason.
Well, I've been here 16 and I'll probably do terrible.
Well, wow. We're about to find out, Beth. An anatomy question to start. You know you're from Michigan.
Mitten.
You know it's possible to live in this part of the anatomy. Yes, the thumb. Okay. We have a lot of people around
that
here
one I would
have
known.
I'm oh glad my. It wasn't about the planets again.
Michigan is joked to be the only place in the world you can experience all four blanks in one day.
Seasons.
Yes, seasons. All four seasons. We're feeling it now in the fall.
Sometimes
let me tell
in a half an hour.
Oh, yes. Well, let's do this one sort of in reverse order here. You're probably from Michigan if you know what a party store is, although I bet
yeah.
you guys need mm-hmm. to define what a party store is for our listeners.
It's a liquor store.
Yeah.
It's a liquor store.
Yeah, liquor and snacks. Basically nothing healthy, but hangover remedies. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. They don't sell noisemakers and funny hats?
No, they do not. not talking about
no confetti.
Like
party
that.
City.
I was just going to say.
Probably you're from Michigan if at least one member of your family disowns you during this weekend every year.
U of M Ohio football game.
Michigan State.
How about U of M MSU? Yeah.
The Civil
Absolutely.
War.
The Civil War.
Every yes, state yes. has
they
one.
They mean the same to me.
Oh! Hand gesture.
I was gesturing a lot.
Yeah. It's all right. It's cool. I'm assuming that you're going to take on your new role or restored role as an NFL referee again soon.
hey, beats him being an NHL referee.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Curling round.
Yes. What does the zebra say?
Burstone.
Half the change in your pocket is probably
pennies.
Canadian.
Yes.
Thank you.
You guys forgot the A.
Absolutely.
A.
Canadian A.
Oh yes. A. You probably know how to play this card game.
Euchre.
And you probably know how to spell it.
Easy. Nice. Hey, I'm doing all right on that.
Nice job. If you're from Michigan, then when you drink ginger ale, you drink
Verners.
When you eat potato chips, you eat
Better Made.
You ask for hot fudge sauce, you ask for
Saunders.
And when you drink pop,
Faygo.
It's Faygo. Yes.
And me. I know you said pop and not soda.
I know.
Thank you.
Because
that's
right.
It's
called
what we call it
pop.
In Michigan, it is pop.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
You're not
in
pop.
North Carolina, no one knows
soda
what you're talking about.
That was right on the borderline between pop and soda.
Pennsylvania, I have a map at home of by county in this country of what the popular word
what
is
they call
no
it.
No kidding.
Really? Oh, what is it? Like down south,
it's
still
pop,
Coke?
Soda, yeah. Coca-Cola.
Absolutely.
Coca-Cola some places.
Yes. And then there's
fizzy water.
Fizzy water in Boston. Yeah. Whatever they
I think I always called
I'll
it pop
and
Oregon.
I'll dig it up and pass it along
yep.
to you.
Traveling coast to coast in Michigan means driving from Port Huron to
Grand Rapids or Muskegon?
Muskegon, sure. Yeah, absolutely. That only takes a couple hours. You probably are from Michigan if you measure distance, not in miles, but...
Mile roads?
Not mile roads. A little bit of an internal joke here. This would be a measurement unit for a different kind of quantity. Say, well, the Chem Club is going to a haunted house in Pontiac tonight. So the students say, how far is that away? And I say, well, it's
minutes.
About 20 minutes. Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
we measure distance in
Everything
minutes,
is.
Of course.
Yeah,
we
Doesn't do. Everybody do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
why
think everybody
is
that
a Michigan
does
thing?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think everybody
I thought
does
everybody
that.
Did.
Me too.
What is the extremely special driving interaction that you must master if you come from Michigan?
Left hand.
The
right
Michigan,
Michigan,
left.
Michigan left.
Michigan
left. Absolutely. No one knows what a left turn lane is. Oh, man.
That is
In New
so
Jersey,
weird.
They have weird ones. You know,
well,
you have to circle around.
They, did, they just did a piece where the U.S. Department of Transportation is now mandating a 4
light left turning signal.
That's right.
And a comment in the article was that in Jersey, they've outlawed left turning lanes altogether.
No,
so wow. You can't do left turns at intersections. You have right, to
it's like a either do overlay.
Do a left,
yep. Curl around, yep. And then cross, and then
okay, yeah. Or just like, drive until you can turn around and come back.
Where's Professor Jim Lynch and the civil engineers when you need him? Oh my gosh! And
then, oh okay.
Well, I tell you what, if you're from Michigan, you know that Kalamazoo exists. It's not just a rhyming word for your favorite limerick. You also probably know it's 100 miles from this pretty horrible place.
Hell. Jackson.
Hell, Michigan. Hell, Michigan.
Oh, absolutely. Ohio? Sorry, Jackson. All right. Great, now we're going to tell
Nugent.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. You're not stopping there.
Oh, my.
He won't come here. It's too liberal.
People from Michigan often remark that you know when it's rained because you smell something outside. What is it?
Earthworms.
Poop? It's worms. Oh. Worms. We have a lot of earthworms in Michigan.
That's just good. Good way, soil.
Yeah, good soil. Absolutely.
Well, there's no place for the water to go because it's so freaking flat.
Yep.
Around here.
I believe that the old geographic joke is, yep, the glacier knew exactly where Ohio and Indiana were going to start, and it stopped right there. Yep. And then when it melted, it left us behind a water winter wonderland.
You can watch
wonderland.
Your dog run away for 3 days in this state.
Probably if you're from Michigan, you're going to design your kids' Halloween costumes to fit over their
winter coats,
their coats and their snowsuits. You got it. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a lot of
people
memories.
Still wear snowsuits.
The joke
I
about
can't
Michigan.
Put my arms down.
I mean, I'm thinking Christmas story. I mean, it's like that's the last time we saw a snowsuit.
That's Ohio, right? So that's close enough.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just like snowsuit.
The three most important holidays at the end of the calendar year in Michigan are, in reverse order, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and the opening of
deer season.
Macy's?
I had a grandfather who hunted. We didn't talk about that much, and I never went with him. But the very first semester I taught here, the students asked, I'm sorry, I won't be there for the quiz. I've got something else going on. I was like, wow, I've lived in this state my whole life, and I didn't know things were like that around here.
Killing Bambi? Seriously?
Well, Bambi's trying mother. To kill Bambi. It's, you know, it's like fishing.
GM used to give it off as a holiday.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm.
Really?
They did.
Yep.
Oh, yes. What might have more miles on it than your car? Not last winter, but maybe this winter.
Your snowblower.
Oh, your snowmobile. That's fair, too. That's fair. Absolutely.
You haven't seen me shovel. Oh.
So most people from Michigan know the big three is
GM,
Ford.
Mm-hmm. Ford, Chrysler, and GM. But in the modern era, I'd say, let's say in the last 40 or 50 years, it could mean these three food companies that
Domino's.
Deliver a very specific kind of food.
Domino's.
Little Caesars. Hungry Howie's.
And Hungry Howie's. Three big pizza joints.
Hungry Howie's really that big.
I didn't think so. Hungry Howie's. And regionally, I think it's pretty big.
They are around here.
Yeah. All right. I could be wrong, but you know, what do I know? Excellent. You guys did fantastic. We only have a couple more of these here.
I did better on that
here.
Than I thought I would.
Yeah. You know, Beth, we'll keep you short.
You have become a Michigan.
You know,
we'll keep you around.
Michigan has the most registrations of this vehicle.
Boats.
Of any state in the union.
Jeff is registered?
Absolutely.
I thought Minnesota did.
You know?
Oh, wrong boats.
Minnesota a long time ago.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. They might have beat us recently.
And Alaska has the most information. Planes.
Yep.
Oh yeah, because that's how they
get. And Russians. Really tell you what, before we get to our next question, we're going to have to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor presidential election flashback.
When was the first inaugural ball held, and who was the hostess?
Dolly Madison.
That's right.
No, I'm referring to the donuts. Next time we should get Dolly Madison donuts.
Oh well, that's the right answer though. Yeah. Want to guess the year?
1813. This isn't an inaugural ball.
Mm-hmm.
1809.
That's right. All right. 1809.
That's when it had to be, isn't
My
it?
My God. Just before she fled to McLean, Virginia, and they were burning the White House.
Well, there were several years in there.
Yeah, there or something. On the back of the $20 bill is a view of the south side of the White House featuring two magnolia trees. What president planted them and why?
Andrew Jackson.
That's right.
Was it in honor of his wife, his deceased wife, Rachel?
Exactly. That's it.
How did
That's
you know it. About magnolia trees?
Because they used to be around Tara. Till Daddy had to sell all the woods. It was the death duties. Oh, I don't know how Daddy survived the war.
But we know how you did, Dolly.
Trading with those Yankees, George.
Scalawags, right?
And yes, what's in there?
Make sure to vote and make your voice count. Election Day is Tuesday, November 6th.
And we are back with some more Michigan trivia. So more is coming your way, props. Let's see what we can handle here.
Oh, boy.
As I actually feel literally the concentration of ibuprofen going down in my blood. So if I'm in a puddle at the end, someone take over.
Would that be a puddle from...
Puddles, the Oregon.
Oregon puddles. Yeah.
Who knows what uniforms they're going to be wearing this weekend? A different uniform this year for every game of the season. Ooh.
Different colors.
University of Oregon. Yeah.
Oregon.
Yeah. Nike loves them.
Nike.
Because they can sell jerseys like you would not believe.
Yeah.
Actually,
be more duck-like.
State is starting to do it this year. I think that a lot of them are doing the headline games. And
are they changing the colors at all? Or just
No. Just the uniforms.
Green and orange. Yeah, green and yellow.
Green and yellow. But different kinds of yellow and feathers on the shoulders.
Seems kind of silly.
They're all on quack out there.
How about webbed feet?
Yeah,
no, yeah. Give it time.
Okay, we're often called the Wolverine State. There was speculation there are no longer any Wolverines in Michigan until one was reliably spotted in what year?
Well, we answered my
2010
time.
A little bit further back, but only
2005.
Distance in minutes.
It was 2007 is when someone spotted a Wolverine.
I remember when it was in the paper. But it was also questioned.
Yes.
No? Yeah. Michigan is the only place on the planet that has a floating one of these that it's been operating for 120
years. Wait,
what? Post office.
A floating one of these.
Post office.
Which city?
It does not say the city. I think that's actually part of the issue.
A floating one of these?
Post office.
Post office.
The Prescott.
Yes, 125 years of the floating post office.
Serves the ships that come through.
We had that same question at the...
Did
we? Were down on the river.
It sank a couple years ago, too.
Deja vu.
Well, they got a new one.
Yeah.
It sank?
Yeah. No, did they raise it? Or did they just get a brand new one?
They just replaced it.
Oh, okay.
What flags have flown over the Michigan general area?
French, British, American.
Yeah, French, British, American.
Canadian?
Red Wings.
I don't think anybody said, we said French, British, Canadian. Who said Canadian?
Not me. Not me.
Okay. You got it covered and we're moving on. I believe all of those flags are flying out in front of the Detroit Historic Museum. Absolutely. Right. The translation of the Michigan State motto into English from Latin translates to...
If you seek a pleasant peninsula, look about you.
Look around
you. Oh, I was close.
Yes, absolutely. Which city in Michigan is the home of the world's largest concrete cement plant? Everybody's favorite place to make
Iron Mountain?
Why
Flint?
Long Park?
Duluth.
I mean, it is an actual vacation spot.
Oh, Traverse City?
So it's not Traverse City. No,
Holland?
Taylor?
Never going to get out of this. Nope. It's Alpena.
Alpena?
Yeah, Alpena.
Huh.
That's what it says here. I know I'm going to get this one mispronounced, so I'll do the best I can. C-O-L-O-N. I don't think it's colon. It's probably Cologne.
Cologne.
Is home to the world's largest manufacturers of these kind of
magic products.
Yeah, magic products. Pretty cool. You jump right on that.
In Michigan?
Dave Chow, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Colon, Michigan?
Yeah.
From your colon.
Wow.
Let's not... Yeah, I don't want to see things disappear.
It's a couple weeks ago.
Don't want them back. You know?
If only you knew how much fun we were having listening. You're gleaning even a 10% of it. Indian River, Michigan is the home of the world's largest
casino.
Not casino. Not casino. Starts with the letter C, though. It is a religious artifact.
Oh, I was going to say colon again.
Colon.
Crucifix.
The cross in the woods.
Cross
yes.
in the woods. Mm-hmm. Crucifix. Yes.
And they have a nun doll museum right down below. They do.
They do. They do. Every single nun sect is represented by a doll with
order,
its habit.
Order.
Did you say a nun doll? Yeah.
Yes. They're baby dolls with nun outfits in this museum.
Where's
it's up at Indian River.
I can't believe it happened.
Where's that?
On the upper level.
Okay.
But does she have a collection of these dolls? Because that would be so Kathy.
Like Cadillac.
No. It's actually quite a bit further up. It's very close to Petoskey.
It's up near Petoskey.
Oh, Petoskey? Oh.
Yep. You can get there.
So next time I'm up north, I'll just start asking.
They've got like an outdoor chapel below this cross. But then they have a little museum where you can buy, any kind of religious artifact there. Mm-hmm. But down below, they have the nun doll museum.
Oh, if an adjunct in my department, I'll have to tell about it.
He probably knows.
You're probably right.
Nun dolls or artifacts?
artifacts.
There are a lot. He has a lot of
there's a place downtown that sells stuff like that. They'll sell voodoo oils too.
Oh, let's, no, this is just Catholic.
Let's reel this back in and try this head scratch.
Okay.
The year is 1817. This institution was founded by priests, and their first name for it was, I hope I get this right, Cathelepistemanium. Cathelepistemian.
Sounds like a rock band.
Cathelepistemian. It was like located in Detroit.
In 1817?
1817 and founded by priests. Those are two pretty big clues.
Well, the Jesuits?
Sacred Heart
Seminary?
Capuchin? Oh, no.
No. Food kitchen? What else?
16th priest.
Century. The Capuchin food kitchen?
Capuchin food kitchen? No, no.
Hold on.
I think that word is fantastic.
Do we have a seminary in
Detroit? I obviously cannot pronounce it.
Like, so what was the question again?
Make poor Matt go through that
The institution that was founded with all of those criteria was the University of Michigan, the first public university established by any state in 1817.
I didn't know that. Pretty weird stuff.
Yes, it was located in Detroit. The name was changed to U of M 4 years later, and they moved to Ann Arbor in 1841.
Because nobody could pronounce it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I call it Retrospecticus.
So U of M actually had its birthplace in Detroit?
Oh, absolutely.
By priests.
Absolutely. Yeah, by priests, no less. It is a fine passion of Catholic belief.
So why can't we get t-shirts that say U of M originally from Detroit?
Hey, how about we play this little game? Ike McKinnon, who is a former chief of police in the city of Detroit and now a professor at UDM
in the education department,
yes, yes. Is always very quick to point out to the students who walk around in their maize and blue that the only reason that Michigan Stadium is known as the Big House is because that's what Callahan Hall was called before it was named after Bob Callahan.
Right, really.
And that's where everybody, who was anybody in the metro area, gathered to watch basketball.
They called it the Big House?
Yep.
They called it the Big House. Oh, yes.
So they stole the name from us.
Yes, they did. There's no question about it.
They stole it, the university thieves. From us, apparently.
I just thought the Big House meant like going to prison.
Well, that's actually a good point. That's a good point.
Interesting.
Again, not very creative if you think about it. Well, we have a really big stadium. What should we call it? How about Big
House? It's actually
house?
A big hole.
Yeah, it's a hole.
Yeah.
It's
it is.
A hole.
Yeah.
The Detroit Zoo was the first zoo in America to feature this.
Animals? No bars.
No bars, no cages.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Cages.
Open
sexual
exhibits.
Harassment panda?
Don't run towards a fan with a giant magnet falcon? Yeah.
Did you guys ever hear mascots?
Back in the day, was it somebody robbed the Detroit Zoo, so the director actually took the cash box, put it inside the lion house. every Perfect. Night, he would put it in the lion house, and no one would mess
awesome.
With it. So.
Ooh, awesome. Idea.
So we had a question before, Professor Roach, about Michigan being first in state boat registrations, and this one might shed some light on that. We always hear Minnesota brag, land of 10,000 lakes. How many lakes does Michigan have, inland lakes?
9,999.
11,000.
It's 11,000 by round number. Nice. Absolutely.
Wow.
And more than 36,000 miles of stream. That's pretty cool stuff.
That'll teach
Absolutely.
You Minnesota.
Let's see if we can attack this mathematically, Professor Boats. Dang it.
What? He's here in spirit.
I mean, if you were on a boat, Dan Maggio.
Nice comeback.
Then you might be in Michigan.
There are 83 counties incorporated in the state of Michigan, the great state of Michigan. How many of the 83, by counting, touch a great lake?
Wow.
It's a good one. I like this question a lot. It's one of my new favorite questions.
I'd probably guess about 60%, 52.
You're really close. It's 40. It's 40. About half of all the counties touch
Thanks
a great
for
lake.
Not
yep.
anyway. Well,
and
it's only half.
All good Michiganders know that standing anywhere in the state of Michigan, you're within a certain number of miles of a public waterway, which is about 5 usually. But standing anywhere in the state of Michigan, a person is within how many miles of a great lake?
Oh. How many Anywhere in Michigan, you're within how many miles?
That's the question.
100.
Of a great lake.
100.
Well, it's probably 2.5 hours, 150.
Yeah, but I would say
minutes. Yeah, I'd say about 120 200? Miles.
I wish you would have gone with where you were going for.
80?
It was 85. That's what it says. You're so close. So close. Yes.
You shook my confidence with that boat.
Sorry.
At least you didn't say Charlie.
Oh my gosh. The year was 1879, and Detroit consumers were the first in the nation to be assigned these.
Zip codes.
Not zip codes.
Numbers.
Area codes.
Driver's license.
No. License. Area codes.
Oh, area codes.
It's phone zip? Numbers, basically. Oh. Yep.
Didn't that start over here at the what's the exchange building? That
oh,
used to be
yeah,
over
I know
here?
What you mean. Yep, I know what you mean.
The wood
absolutely.
Building?
There was an Meritech, wasn't it?
The one on
what
the lodge?
The original phone exchange buildings, wasn't over here on 6 Mile?
Is yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm mixing up my stories, I think. Let me research and get back to you.
We'll be waiting.
It's getting a little murky.
All right, we're going to cap this bad boy off with our last question. So Michigan has 56,954 square miles of land, okay?
Okay.
Is that more or less than the surface area of the Great Lakes, all five put together?
I'm going to go less.
I would go less.
Actually, it's more.
Really?
It's kind of interesting. There's only 38,575 square miles of Great Lakes water area. So,
okay.
We learned something today.
Yeah, we did.
Did we not? Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Professor Chow, maybe you want to give us a primer on where we're headed here.
Okay, I wouldn't let my class out until they had questions for me. So I had one of the computer stations opened up a Word document, and said, kids, go to it. So here are the questions. And it's costing us a small fortune in envelopes, too. So.
Oh, that's right. Two envelopes. Well,
two envelopes. So yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
my Thursday morning class and Thursday night class.
It's always a great gamish when your students contribute.
They scare me.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What is the last country that won Olympic gold for the event Tug of War?
Oh, wow.
Greece.
What? Was it Greece? Although that would be a good first guess.
Bulgaria?
How about our last
when did they have tug of war?
England?
Yeah.
England?
It was Britain. It was Britain. That's a great question. Why do they still have badminton? That's another question.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Pretty unbelievable.
Dressage.
What are these terms referring to? Banana legs, Polish dwarf, German Johnson, Amish paste, Hank.
Tenured professors.
No, although we do teach Polish.
Is that a kind of vegetable?
Very good. What kind? The vegetable that's not a vegetable, by the way.
Tomato.
Tomato brands. Hold on. Tomato species. Yes. Species of tomato. Banana legs.
How do you
care? Amish paste tomato. That doesn't even sound good.
I like
tenured
professors better.
Oh, my gosh. Who said this quote? Stupidity is the gift of God, but one mustn't misuse it.
Roy Finkelbein. That's a funny quote.
It's a great quote. That's a great and I think you're going to love it even more when you find out who said it.
John Stewart?
No, but Steve there's Colbert. A John in the name.
Oh. Lennon?
No.
Denver.
Wayne.
Here's a really, 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 really well-liked religious figure.
Pope John Paul II.
John Paul II.
Wow.
Fantastic. I love it. What a great
really?
Way. That's a great way to end the show. So let's say goodbye, Professor Hokett.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
Toodaloo.
Professor Roach.
Toodles.
Professor Maggio.
Or Tigers.
Professor Oljar.
Brains.
Professor Tubbs.
Have a great weekend.
Professor Manica.
Always a pleasure. Bye.
And now, these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Winbigler and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Eat 'em up, Tigers. Eat 'em up. Thank you.